You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find more resources to protect your computer on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you for joining us on the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown in studio here with my co-host, Gary Baker. Of these last 14 years, Ed Riddell is on the line as well. Hi, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And he's going to be tinkering with something in the background along with Cal Carson, because we've got a set of guests here to talk about a really kind of neat thing, something that we've talked about cybersecurity. Rich Steinen is in the studio with us.
Richard Steinen was my competitor way back when the internet was young, right? You started RustNet just a few months after
That's
we started online
RustNet.
Tech.
RustNet. Yeah. Oh, I RustNet. Didn't know that was young.
Yeah. So, and Richard and I have known each other, great competitors, great friends ever since. And I had you on when you had your new book out, which was a factual book.
Yep.
This book isn't factual, or is it?
I'm going to ask that. The author's on the line right now. Let's see if we could get a little insight into that. Mike Brennan is with us. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, and hello from rainy West Michigan.
Oh, hey, listen, we're thankful that there's a little rain in the forecast, I guess. We haven't had much recently. But, Mike, we want to talk with you about Cyber Stiletto, your new cybercrime novella, which you developed along with Gian DeTore. And, Rich, I think you were also there as kind of a scientific advisor.
Technical advisor, yeah.
Technical advisor to it. Mike, is this your first shot at writing a book?
Yeah, it really is. And it's kind of, when I was a little kid, my mother tells me that I was 6 or 8 years old, I wrote my first fiction story. So 50 years later, I'm living the dream. But certainly, I don't want to take full credit for it. Gian, a great, great writer. Richard and I came up with a story. Him and I have been collaborating for years in cybersecurity. And so I bounced this off him about a year and a half ago, and I said, what are you thinking? He said, yeah, let's give it a shot. So I developed the story initially with Richard guiding me all the way on, okay, this works, this doesn't work. And then we brought in GN, and it went from being a pretty good story into a great read.
Oh, this is excellent. Now, Mike Brennan, by the way, you've heard us talk with him before. Does the Michigan Tech News.
Right, mytechnews.com. But I first met Mike. You were a reporter, right?
Yeah, at the Free Press. Well, yep. I've been a reporter for 32 years, yep. So just different masters along the way. but when I first met Gary, I was the technology writer for the Free Press. So.
And then an entrepreneur, and you and I worked together when you were an entrepreneur. We did some servicing together. And then and now you've been, how long have you had, because you're an entrepreneur now with the owner and publisher, editor, probably do a lot of things at mytechnews.com. How long has that been?
10 years, actually going on 11 now, so and we're getting ready to morph, but I mentioned this to you before, Gary, we're going to be going into cloud TV stuff very shortly. We're just waiting for the developers, that's like herding cats, to get that done, but we'll hopefully be able to announce that in the fall.
Oh, that'd be fun. Then we want to have you back on at that time. But I want to talk to you about becoming a novelist, because, I mean, this is kind of sticking yourself out buck naked in the wind when you do something like that, going outside of your normal journalistic kind of thing and going into writing a full novella. What was that like for you?
Terrifying, because as a journalist, you're taught not to go beyond what you can prove.
Right.
Now, again, using Richard as my sort of guide star here, what we're saying in the book is actually fact-based fiction. What we're saying is these are all real facts, but because I don't have the smoking gun, and we can't say, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to read the book, but we can't prove precisely that these things are happening from these particular parties, that we made the leap and assumption, and the only way we could do that was through fiction. So.
Well, and we can tell people about the general gist of the book, right?
Give us a storyline.
Well, it's a year and a half in the future. It's December 2012. And
well, that's the year that everything's going to end anyway.
Well, that's right. I know that. So,
so we're safe.
But anyway, the Stutnext virus that we won't say who developed, but Richard and I know, and it's kind of hinted at in the book, that was used to go after Iran to slow down their nuclear development program. We know it's going to be, and is now being re-engineered by, God, just everybody. I mean, criminal elements, state-sponsored folks. And so anyway, it's re-engineered by a nation state and turned loose on the United States to attack the United States' critical infrastructure. I don't want to give too much away here.
Okay.
But all based on what truly happened, Richard, because you've been with Gartner, you've been with a lot of companies, you know, that hired you for your expertise in security and cybersecurity. This is based on true life.
Completely.
This happened, right?
Completely. And if anybody who digs into Stuxnet, for instance, realizes that the spy level, you know, James Bond level stuff that's going on behind the scenes is much greater than anything that we've seen in the movies or in books before. Yeah. So it's all there.
Interesting. And Mike, you started with that premise, and that's the basis of the novel.
Now, I got to ask you, this is stepping a little aside. When you got something like you've got a book, normally in the past you have to kind of go on your knees before the publishers and say please. But and I know, I mean, you may have done some of that, but nowadays actually you can really self-publish. How did you do it?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I got so enthralled with the project, because we see kind of the end of the book publishing industry. At least a lot of people write about that. I've gone through, as you guys know, publishing
a
book through the standard
your
methodology.
Your own book, right? That was fact-based.
Yeah, and that was published by Roman and Littlefield.
Yep.
And you discover that they don't understand online marketing or anything at all. They depend on the author to do everything. So every author goes, well, why don't I just do this myself? And that's being facilitated by all these great online services. Amazon has a self-publishing arm. Lulu, who we've used for the print version, Smashwords for all the digital EPUBs for Kindle and all the e-readers, the Nook, everything is available through Smashwords. So in very little capital investment to get that done. I mean, all the investment, of course, goes into writing the book.
To actually writing it. All the creativeness that Mike and you and Gina brought to the
Between the three of us, we have probably 40,000 followers on Twitter, so we've got an audience already.
Right.
Mike's probably got 40,000 readers of his e-newsletter, so we've got the ability to reach a technical audience.
Right. Mike, is there another one?
Yeah, we're actually, Richard and I are cooking up another one already. What do you want to share with him, Richard?
Well, I think we could share that it's going to reflect some of the cyber hooliganism that we've seen going on with Anonymous and Lulzsec in the last several months, because that's a real social changer,
sure,
we think. So that's going to be baked into it. Some of the technology that we haven't seen demonstrated yet, but we know is available, and I've seen some of the very first inklings of it with the scary idea of software updates not being all they appear to be. All that will be in there.
What we want to do, Gary, is and Foster, is about every 6 months put out a new edition, but make it always current for what's going on in cyberspace, so it's actually informative. We're alerting the public. I mean, people in security already know all this stuff, but we want to get beyond those folks. We want to get out to the politicians, the policymakers, the general public, and warn them, this is real stuff, folks, and it's really happening.
So you're using the novella as kind of an easier way to bring people into this, backed up by real, you know, this is reality, but setting a scenario for it, to saying, this isn't impossible to think of. Matter of fact, Rich and I were talking beforehand. I had been listening to something on NPR about drones and the notion of what the miniaturization of drones that it's spread around the world. You could do a whole novel on that one alone.
You're going to love Cyber Stiletto if you like drones.
All right. If you go to internetadvisor.net, you will find a link to Cyber Stiletto, the new cybercrime novel from Mike Brennan and Gian Dottore, with Rich Dunnan in the background. Just click on that. It'll take you off to the book, and you can find out how to get it there, okay? Mike,
thank you
so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll look for the updates
and
also to hear about that TV venture coming up in the fall. Stay tuned, folks. There's much more to come. As a matter of fact, in this next segment, we're going to try to help you to do some shopping for your student who is going back to high school or college for computers and other technical gadgets. Coming up on the Internet Advisor.